Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Our client, Maryville Baptist Church in Kentucky, is now seeking to permanently stop Governor Beshear from reverting to his unconstitutional ways. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead. Well, Holly, we just filed our reply brief, which is our final brief, in the Federal Court of Appeals, known as the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, regarding our Maryville Baptist Church case out of Kentucky. And we already have 2-3-0 decisions at the Court of Appeals, but those decisions are on the emergency injunction pending appeal. So we have the relief right now, but we now want to get that more permanent, more concrete.
Because the governor could just turn right around and enact his orders again, right?
And that's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
He is arguing that the case is moot. Court, you don't need to decide this, dismiss it all. But you know what? We don't want you to have any more involvement in this case because we want to be able to do what we want to do. And we want to be able to go back whenever we want to whatever we want to do in terms of restricting these houses of worship. So right now, what we had is, as we started this case, no worship. And that included parking lot worship.
Well, these people really suffered persecution, if you can imagine what happened to them.
Yeah, and this is a case, just a little bit of the factual history. No worship was the order from Governor Beshear. And of course, just like other governors that have these restrictions on churches, abortion clinics, and all these other big box centers, the super centers, all of the liquor stores, all of those are considered essential. But no worship, not even parking lot service.
This was back in March when he put these orders out.
Yeah, and so when we ended up filing a lawsuit, there was this no worship ban, and they go back to a March 19, March 25 order, two different orders by Governor Beshears, prohibited all worship services.
So Easter Sunday happens, and guess what? The troopers show up at the church parking lot.
On Good Friday, he actually warns everybody.
Yeah.
If anybody goes to church this Easter, I'm going to send out police officers. They're going to take all your information, and they're going to give you notices of quarantine. Well, lo and behold, he actually did that on Easter Sunday.
Every car in the parking lot.
Yeah, this church has 700 and some people that it can seat. It had a few people inside, but that wasn't the issue because the officers never went inside. Mm-hmm. They went to the people that were in the cars, and all those people, even those that were in their cars listening to the parking lot Easter service, because it was being broadcast also into the parking lot.
Sitting in their cars.
They all got these notices of quarantine. The officers are going car to car. They're taking down license plate numbers, VIN numbers, giving notices of quarantine.
Even the media got
one. Even the media, as they had their news truck in the parking lot, they got one as well.
Yeah. I'm sure that wouldn't go
over
well.
You could have driven down to any other place, had parking lot service any other place in a secular venue, no problem.
Well, they did. They had, I mean, stores down the street were full of cars.
Yeah,
but not
full
one,
of cars.
Well, not one letter was given.
So what happened is they got these notices of quarantine. Monday rolls around. Of course, it hits the media that all these people that attended Maryville Baptist Church were ultimately given these notices of quarantine. Oh, my gosh, they've got notices of quarantine, people think. So these people, they go to work on Monday, and they don't think anything about it because they don't have any symptoms. Yeah, they got these unconstitutional notices of quarantine put on their vehicle because they were in the car with the windows rolled up. So how could they be exposed to anybody? And so some of the people at work said, don't you go to Maryville Baptist Church? Yeah, that's my church. And you got a notice of quarantine? Yeah, you're terminated. And some of them got terminated. Some of them got laid off. Some of them literally got terminated in the midst of this COVID crisis over this.
But they lost their job for coming to church.
Yeah, they lost their
job.
That
is unbelievable.
And so on Thursday, then this governor, they sent a letter and they received it on Thursday. So they sent it right away. They actually received it in their homes on Thursday, including the pastor. You have to be quarantined for 14 days, go into quarantine, and you can't leave the county without our permission. You can't leave the state, and you can't do any public transportation.
You're basically a prisoner in your home.
Yeah, and you have to take your temperature every single time at the same, every single day at the same time, and then you have to call the county health department and report your temperature every day. And so we filed a federal lawsuit. Now, the interesting thing is we have a practice all over the country. Mm-hmm. We contacted a Christian attorney that I know, and would you be our local counsel? What case is it? Maryville Baptist Church. Oh, no. Any other case you can call me on. Because they were reading the negative of the media. And some of the other pastors, oh, this church should not be meeting. They blasted the church. Well, this is an elderly pastor. And he said, you know, I've been pastoring for many, many years, decades. I've never closed the church.
That's right.
And he stood up. And we stood with him.
Proudly. And so did the Kentucky Attorney General.
Yes.
He also stood with him and us, filing two amicus briefs, wasn't it?
Yeah. In fact, this he's an African-American. He's in his 30s.
Sharp guy.
Republican. He recently spoke at the Republican National Convention. Very, very sharp. Mm-hmm. He's got a bright future political career.
He'd be a great governor.
he's certainly a great attorney general. Mm-hmm. And he came in and he filed an amicus brief at every level of the case, including at the Court of Appeals where we are right now, against the governor. And his brief was really good. Mm-hmm. So we filed suit. The first Saturday afternoon, we get notice because we filed a suit on The Obama judge denied our preliminary injunction. We went to the Court of Appeals. We have an emergency. We got that filed before the Court of Appeals on Friday, Saturday afternoon. We get notice. We win 3-0. 3-0 on the parking lot service.
Let me just read, though, what the Attorney General wrote. This is powerful. He said, the Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear used his pen to close houses of worship across the Commonwealth while allowing similar secular activities to continue uninterrupted. Pandemic or not, the Constitution prohibits public officials from targeting religious exercise in this manner. As the attorney for the people of the Commonwealth, Attorney General Cameron submits this brief in support of the appellate's request for a preliminary injunction preventing further religious discrimination.
It's a great...
Powerful.
It's very powerful. And that's just one of several different places in his brief where he files in support of our case.
And he's exactly right. The governor used his pen to close houses of worship.
Yeah. So what the court did was they said, we're ruling for you on the parking lot service. We're going to send it back down to the lower court and have him take the first shot at the in-person services, but you need to do it really quick. So we went back to the lower court, and still by Friday afternoon, no word yet. We get a call from the clerk's office at the Court of Appeals. Any word yet? Have you gotten any word from the lower court? No. They go into action.
It was a busy weekend.
It was a busy weekend. Saturday afternoon again, we get a notice from the court. We win again 3-0 on the in-person services. A great decision. Now what we're doing is, so why is the case still going on? Well, as a result of that, there's no restrictions, by the way, on these churches because of the court ruling, the two court rulings. The case is still going on because the governor wants to get the court out of the way. It's kind of it's a fly that bothers him. He get out of my way. Let me do my own thing. Don't interfere with me. I want to go back, by the way, to these old prior orders, by the way.
He's chomping at the bit to close churches again.
He wants to close them again. So that's why we're continuing. And so we're moving from just this injunction pending appeal, this emergency relief that we got, to having a permanent order that says, no, you cannot go back to these unconstitutional ways. So pray for us. We filed our opening brief. The governor has filed the reply or the response, and now we filed our reply. All of the briefing is set. I will argue this case later this year. We don't have the actual oral argument date set, but we should get that fairly soon. So continue to pray for this case. It is Maryville Baptist Church versus Governor Beshear, Andy Beshear. This is a critical case because it was the first, and frankly, it's the only Court of Appeals decision in the country like this, 2-3-0 Court of Appeals decision. So I'm looking forward to going back and arguing this case before that same panel of judges. This particular case literally sets up the conflict between this case, which is a very favorable one, and other circuits that have gone the other way. And we are now split at the Court of Appeals, 2-2. But Liberty Counsel has the most cases the furthest down the track. One in Maine that we just argued. The other one in Illinois, which we're filing this month for the Supreme Court to take this case for final review. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. lc.org.